Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
The market is looking good for renewable natural gas in transportation fuel. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. This is according to Scott Romanesco, the president of NTech Solutions, a division of Faith Technologies. They turn manure into electricity, but are now transitioning to turning manure into renewable natural gas.
Renewable natural gas is a very clean fuel to burn in automobiles, and there's a lot of states in the West Coast that are really focusing on reducing the amount of carbon emissions, and renewable natural gas, as we like to call it, RNG, seems to be a really good play for that going forward.
Yeah, and I was just told a cow produces a half a gallon of gas. Well, you know, after all of the science happens, basically a half a gallon of gas a day.
That sounds about right, but don't hold me to it. there's a lot of statistics that we throw around on a regular basis. But yes, it definitely can displace quite a bit of the petroleum-based fuel that we use today.
So you said there's a lot of demand for this, particularly in the West Coast. After you're done making the product here, how does it get to where it needs to go?
We actually inject it into the natural gas pipeline that runs across the nation. And the way the model works is it actually displaces some of the natural gas that is made from the petroleum industry. So by displacing that gas, we actually are utilizing that gas in the transportation industry.
Now, you guys also used to do food waste, but I understand that's not happening anymore, collecting food waste and turning that into, or putting that into the digester.
Correct. When the digester was running when we bought it, they were generating electricity, and there were not enough farms that in the area that were bringing manure to the facility, so they needed other organics in order to generate the amount of methane required to keep the natural gas generators running. Now with this new model, we have more farms engaged, and they see the importance of sustainability. And they see the value that they can get from the manure when it's done running through the digester. So we're converting it just to manure, strictly dairy manure digesters.
Let's talk a little bit about how the manure gets turned into natural gas. You guys collect it right from the dairy farms, and you only use dairy cow manure, right?
That is correct. Dairy cow manure is the only manure that we use in this particular facility. And the reason is dairy cow manure is probably the best manure out there for making renewable natural gas. The manure comes in two different forms. One is it gets piped from the farm to the north of us, and the other farms, they actually truck it in semi-trucks. It then goes into the digester, and it spends about 20 days in the digester, where the anaerobic bacteria break down the volatile organic compounds and create methane gas. That methane gas then is going to go into a gas cleaning system in an adjacent building. And we're going to clean that gas up to the quality of natural gas pipeline and then inject it into the natural gas pipeline over in Dane County, where the landfill is, just southeast of Madison.
And you have three farms working directly with you guys right now. You're adding on a fourth and potentially a fifth.
That is correct. We're also in the process of trying to get some other farmers. We're taking a look at their farm, how they handle their manure. Our long-term goal is to build one more digester here, so we have four one million gallon digesters, and we need a certain number of cows to do that. So we're talking with some existing farmers that their manure is not being used in the digesters.
Yeah, and so right now your guys' capacity is three, or you guys have 3,000 cows that are contributing to the digesters now.
Correct. I think it's a little more than that. Somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000, depending on the time of year.
Yeah. So what I really think is cool about manure digesters is their byproducts, because you can create something that, well, smells pretty sweet and can be used as bedding or compost or fertilizer. And then you also have liquid manure that comes out of that is pretty much odorless.
Correct. That is one of the nice side benefits of extracting that methane gas from the digesters, is when it comes out, it does not smell like manure anymore. It's very, very benign with regards to smell. And, you know, the farmers like it for the fertilizer. You know, the local communities like it because when it comes time of year, when the farms need to re-spread the manure on the farm fields, for the nutrients of the crops, they're doing that without any odor. So it really helps everybody.
And here at the facility in Middleton or outside of Middleton, you're also working with Aqua Innovations to turn some of that liquid manure into water to be put back into streams safely and take the phosphorus out of the watershed. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, correct. So early on when this first project was done by Gunderson Lutheran, they pulled in Aqua Innovations, and the whole goal that Dane County had at the time was to take phosphorus out of the Yahara watershed. Phosphorus, when it's added to the river waters and the lake waters, can really help to grow, like a lot of fertilizer, can help grow nutrients in the lakes. And if you've ever seen the green slime on a lot of the Wisconsin lakes around here, a lot of that is caused by runoff, phosphorus runoff. So what Aqua Innovations does is they take a stream of water out of the digestate after it comes out of the digester, and they filter it to the point where it's almost drinking quality water. And then that water goes back into the creeks in the Yahara watershed. And the concentrate then, they take the farms outside of the watershed and they use it as good fertilizer. And it's broken down into two different water streams. Some has phosphorus in it and some has nitrogen in it. And the farmers then use that to replenish their nutrients in the ground.
Yeah, let's talk about the farmers now. What are they getting out of being part of this manure digester program?
Well, they get somebody to help them with their manure management, right? They get the manure that comes back out of the digester actually does a little bit better job with the nutrients getting into the ground. In some cases, too, you can actually take some of this dry manure, as you saw as it came off of the screw press. In some areas, they actually create cow bedding with it. They'll dry it up, and the farmers will use that to bed the cows on it. And it's actually very healthy for the cows and makes the cows happy. A healthy, happy cow is a very good producing cow, both in the form of milk as well as in the form of manure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. To cap things off here, Scott, you guys do still make electricity with your solar panels, and your end goal is to make enough electricity that you're running this whole place on your own with renewable energy.
That's exactly right, Stephanie. You know, what our long-term goal is to really use renewable electricity to power the entire facility. And as electric vehicles come online and they become more cost-effective and proven, we're actually looking at having electric trucks transport the gas from here to the injection point at Dane County Landfill, and maybe even someday in some of the trucks that handle the manure. That would be the ultimate goal, right? Then we're using all renewable energy to create a renewable fuel. I mean, we see a lot of momentum right now in the microgrid arena. We've got some really neat technology, not only the solar panels, but the way we control the electrons on the site. We've got some state-of-the-art software that has some artificial intelligence in it, and really looking forward to growing that part of the EnTech business in the future.
There's a school down the road. You have neighbors. You know, bike path is coming through here. Any concerns that people have about this place? Any element of maybe danger because it is going to be a natural gas site? I don't know. Does that come up?
No, that's a really good question. You know, we went through a lot of conversations and meetings with Dane County and in the town of Springfield around that. There's a lot of people, they hear natural gas and they think that, well, I got a possibility of something exploding. But what most people don't know is there's natural gas pipelines running all over the ground, under the ground, underneath us, everywhere. And it really is quite safe. There's a lot of backup systems to keep it safe. So we're not concerned about that at all.
That's EnTech Solutions President Scott Romanesco. EnTech Solutions and Northern Biogas recently bought the Middleton Digester facility. It turns manure into electricity, which is sold to Madison Gas and Electric. But now additional updates are underway. The facility will produce renewable natural gas. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.